I think it's important to note here that the business risk isn't a replacement for the traditional audit risk model. So looking at business risk doesn't replace that. But what it does, it just helps us identify audit risks, because what it's saying is that business risks will eventually have financial consequences, and therefore an effect on the financial statements, and therefore an effect on audit risk, really. So in adopting the business risk approach, what the auditor is actually doing is identifying risks that the business itself faces, which could then threaten the business from meeting its goals and objectives, and therefore then it might be able to identify any corresponding audit risk from that. It allows the auditor to get a better understanding of the business and the overall risks it faces, and therefore increases the likelihood of identifying the risks of material misstatements on the financial statements, as well as being able to provide constructive advice to help with the control of such risks.